This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's Morning Show, Now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Welcome back. It's Now with Dave Brown on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Community reporter J.R. Bjornsson is standing by with news from Red Deer, Alberta. Hey, good morning, J.R.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
I'm well. Nice to chat with you once again, JR. Certainly, winter has taken its hold in Alberta, which means that you got to take the family ice skating for the first time. JR, first and foremost, you've got a whole gaggle of kids. That must have been a lot of tying skates for you and your wife.
Yeah, definitely. But I only actually took two. I took my 7-year-old and my 10-year-old.
Smart.
So my 7-year-old Drex and my 10-year-old Xavier. And it was very, very fun and exciting. It was their first time going out skating. They've been skating at school, but we never actually went as a family because when you buy skates, hockey equipment, all that, it's a hefty check.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure. How'd you enjoy the experience, though, getting them out there and gliding around?
It was good. Great, even. They got to see their dad and... sorry about this, Dave. I'm hearing a very horrible echo. They got to see me go skating and they got to see me play hockey. And it was really neat because when you have kids who can't see, when you have kids who can see just fine and you are a little on the opposite end and you can't see, it's really, it has a unique feel to actually bring them out and show them that their dad can play hockey. So the first hour, they got to watch me play a little bit of hockey. And the second hour, they got to do the family ice skate. And that was actually put on by Bullseye Blind Hockey through ASRAP. It was our yearly family get-together.
Oh,
and this was the
cool.
First. Oh, that's so much better. This was the first year that I actually was able to bring them along because I've been with ASRAP now with the blind hockey for just over a year. It was last year I tried. Of course, COVID happened, so we lost some practices, but no worries. And yeah, it was really neat. And then my son Drex, who's 7, really needed a cone to practice, but one of the amazing hockey volunteers showed him how to skate. And by the end of the practice, he was actually walking on ice with his skates and not falling over.
Oh, that's so amazing.
That was really cool. Dave, I highly recommend if you have family or have friends, go ice skating. The kid in you will just come right out.
Yeah, JR, I feel that way too. I used to spend a lot of time on the ice. I used to coach kids hockey. I used to play a little bit of pickup hockey in the park on the weekends. Although in the time since I've sprained both my ankles and my feet, I don't even know if I could fit these swollen monsters into skates anymore. And there's always the risk of my MCL exploding. But JR, I'm really glad you got to have a proud papa moment with the kids there. Speaking of the inner child coming out, it is indeed the holiday season, Christmas season, and locals in Red Deer are going to get a chance to experience the Santa bus tour. JR, what can they expect from the Santa bus tour?
Well, I can tell you better watch out. You better not cry because, Santa's going to be taking a ride through Red Deer.
I always make it on the naughty list, JR.
Yeah. No comment. We got to hang out before I can clarify that.
Yeah, fair enough.
But Santa Claus is coming to Red Deer, and this starts on December 10th. So what, 3 days away? And he's going to ride various bus routes through town. Each separate day, he'll be riding through a location of Red Deer, starting off with Route 1 on December 10th, which is North Red Deer. So if you know the bus routes, Route 1 will travel north. And what this encourages you to do is if you're living on the bus routes, maybe your house is nearby, you can actually get out and wave to Santa. I don't think he drives by that quick. He tries to go a little slow, and then it's Santa and his number one elf, and they'll wave at you. And this is a really neat way to get the kids out, get them excited, and plus it's socially distanced because the only person on the bus is actually Santa. Coming up on December 11th is It's their South End Red Deer tour on December 11th. So you'll be able to do that if you're living on the South End of Red Deer, you know, near Costco, Lava Avenue, things like that. And yeah, finally on December 17th, which Dave is my birthday. I turned 31. I'm so excited.
Oh my gosh, you're so young.
I forget that, but after playing the blind ice hockey, I'm hurting for like 5 days. It's like a painful hangover that won't go away. But it's going to be Route 3, and it's going to be where is it? Downtown Red Deer. And the final one is coming up on December 18th, which is Route 4 East Red Deer. You can check out all these routes by visiting the City of Red Deer's events page, which we'll have a link over at the Now blog.
Mm-hmm. I'll give you the short address right now, which is reddeerevents.ca. Now, there's more to that address, but there's some navigation you can do from there. There's also a phone number you can reach out to and contact folks, 403-406-8820. And as JR mentioned, December 10th, 11th, 17th, and 18th. And, you know, these are specific routes. If some stranger on the bus tells you to sit on their lap, it's probably not Santa. JR, let's get to one more event going on around the city. If locals are looking for a little bit more of an involved activity, they can check out the Mommy and Me Bowling. So tell us more about this opportunity. Is it just for mommies?
No, it's for moms, dads. It's recommended the family come out, and even for grandparents. And it's going to be so much fun. It just happens Monday to Friday, Heritage Lanes Bowling. And I have a special spot in my heart for Heritage Lanes because that's where I got to headline my first stand-up comedy set. So I often revisit the place. And that was, oh my goodness, that was 2 years ago already. And I've been going to their comedy almost every week, and it's been great. But when it comes to the Mommy and Me, $8 covers, I believe, a game and shoe rentals.
Hey.
That's a pretty good deal. I hear, you know, back in the olden days, you used to be able to buy a movie pop for like 5 cents. So this is a step better, I guess. You know, with inflation, food costs going up 30%. You know, so
yeah,
you know, I really highly recommend
the supply chain directly impacting bowling pins and bowling balls.
Exactly.
Jared, what's your stance on bowling? I'm actually quite a fan. Back in the day when I was wildly unemployed, my friends and I used to go every Tuesday afternoon because you could do a three sets for $10 deal, which we used to like doing.
I enjoy bowling, but just like my mind, the ball tends to hit the gutter so much. So every now and then I tend to just ask for the railings to be lifted up. What are they called? The guards. Yeah. I often ask the guards to be, because my kids will destroy me. I do the classic bowl through the legs. What was it called? Granny bowling? I don't know.
Oh my God.
I normally can't do one-handed because one-handed just sends it right to the gutter. And I remember when they taught us how to bowl back when I lived in Prince Albert, Saskatchewan, when I was part of the Lions members. And they taught me to go through the legs and right down the middle of the lane. And I was so much better then. Granted, that was back in 99. So, but nowadays, I have no excuses.
Yeah. Last time I went bowling was an AMI Christmas party in December of 2018. And I get pretty involved when I start bowling. I really get like the lunge going when I'm releasing the ball because, you know, a little bit of style points. And
definitely.
I ripped my jeans right down the crotch in the middle of a session. And I was like, all right, guys, you guys got to bowl for me the rest of the way. I got to go home and change my pants.
Really? You know, I thought because AMI was there, most of the people were visually impaired. So I would have had nothing to worry about.
No, it was the Ottawa Bureau, man. We were in the minority. We were tucked away in the corner. Hey, JR, how often does this Mommy and Me bowling run?
It's running every week, as far as I know, in December. So you still got a lot of time, and it's actually been on the Red Deer events calendar for a while. So I don't think it's going anywhere anytime soon. So you never have to feel pressure to go tomorrow or the next day, but definitely try to do it in 3 days. And yeah, and I guess this is the last time we'll be chatting. So happy holidays. Merry Christmas there, Dave.
Yeah, JR, all the best to you and the family as well. I know Christmas Day is probably pretty exciting with the number of little ones you have running around. So enjoy, and we'll talk to you again in the new year, my friend.
Yeah, happy new year. We'll see you soon.
You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.